fascinating shaila in the Gemara on Beis Amabeis, and we're going to today and tomorrow. We won't have Chazara tomorrow because there won't be that much to do Chazara on. Today and tomorrow we're going to be working on, probably into next week, the Shakla Vitari, the Gemara Velechsi, Zuzi Miman Noka. So let's take a look again inside, and we will go from what we had seen in Rashi into Tosfos. The Gemara asks, Velechsi, Zuzi Miman Noka. In the case of Mekach Humemkar, why don't we just simply take a look and see who was the one who paid the fellow? So Rashi has a very interesting pshat, and Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Where, why Tosfos disagrees, we're not going to see yet today. Where Tosfos learns, excuse me, Rashi learns that Velechsi Zuzi Miman Nokat means let us ask the mocher who he got the money from. And then Rashi has a kasha on himself. How can you ask the mocher? At the end of the day, the mocher is not neman when the mekach is not in his hand. So where Rashi concludes, he says, Avalhecha, at the end of Dibar Masel Velechsi, Avalhecha de lo kibel damim, el mechad midgar dochir le, the mocher is not going to be believed if he was mekabel from both of them. However, if he was mekabel only from one of them, then he'll remember. To which, according to Rashi, then the Gemara's teretz is as follows. The Gemara answers, Lo tzricha denokin mitarvayu. He took from both of them. Michad maidaite mechad bal korche, velo yadana mihu midaite mihu bal korche. So, Rashi says that you have to be gores velo yadina. Not he doesn't know velo yadana. That seems to indicate that he did not know, but rather we don't know. Velo garsinan, says Rashi, velo yada. The feel yada bazo ena mochenema mishaholchu kinemuki hasam. So this is Rashi's pshat. Rashi says that in the Hava Mina, we thought that we could just simply ask the mocher, and the mocher is going to be neman. Rashi has a fascinating shita that the mocher would be neman. However, over here, he's not going to be neman because once he takes money from both of them, then the mocher will not remember. If the mocher took money from one of them, shita's Rashi is that he is neman. But in our case, the Gemara says he took from both of them, and Rashi is forced to change the girsa of the Gemara. Okay? This is the shita of Rashi. We discussed the Shakla Vatarya in Rashi. We did the Rashi very slowly before Sukkis. And now what we're going to do is going to focus more on the shita of the Bali Tosas. But before we go on, does anybody have any clarification questions in Rashi? Anything that you want to clarify in Rashi? So far, so good? Beautiful. Okay, so let's take a look at Tosas. But let's use the Manoka, says Tosas, Pirush Rashi. Nishal mocher, va'avol gav de'ena mocher neman kishein mechol biyado kisa basar yosin, hani mili midenoket mitarvayu. The fact that the Gemara says that the mocher is only believed when the object is in his hand, that's only if he takes money from both of them. Avol midenoket michad neman, but if he took it from one of them, he's going to be believed. Afilu ein mechol biyado, even if he's not holding on to the Mecca. V'garsina basarachi. Then according to Rashi, what needs to be the girsa is velo yadina. Rashi needs to change the girsa. And he needs to say, velo yadina, we don't know. We don't know because the mocher is not going to be believed in such a case because already the object is no longer in his hand. But rather, we don't know which one was sold midaite, which one was sold malkarche. Again, midaite balkarcho presumably means that who the mocher intended to sell it to and who the mocher did not intend to sell it to. Ubechinam docha klifarish came. And Tosa says, you don't need to say this pshat. Tosa is not claiming that this pshat is wrong, per se. Ubechinam, but it's not necessary to say this pshat. Ubechinam docha klifarish came. Why? The hacha parah shapir, because here the Gemara could ask, well, the afagav the ein mekol biyado neman, that even if the object is not in the hand of the mocher, you should still be believed. Now, why did Rashi not learn that way? Why did Rashi say that we weren't believing the mocher? But why did Rashi change the girsa from yodana to yadinan? Why did Rashi not learn that way? Scream out! What?
It doesn't matter if he knows or not.
Because at the end of the day, the mocher is not believed. The mocher is not believed. So how? Why? Why does Rashi say the mocher is not believed? It's a beferish in Gemara. Where's the beferish in Gemara? In Kedushin, on Ayin Gimel. So that's why Rashi did not learn this way. However, Tosis is going to create a pshat where we don't need the ne'emonus of the mocher, but nevertheless, we can learn pshat in our Gemara with a genius pshat. Says Tosis, the hachi parshat, the ava gadeim echo biyado, ne'emon hukeid echad, that even though the mekach is not in his hand, in other words, the mocher is not holding on to the mekach, and the Gemara in Kedushin seems to say Beferish is not going to be believed. Ne'mon hukeid echad, he will nevertheless be believed like one aid. Va'amai shneim nishpoim, and the Gemara's kasha is, why are both the parties equally responsible to make the shvuah of our Mishnah? Also, Shaham Mocher Misayo, the one that the Mocher says, yes, I sold it to Reuven and not to Shimon, ye pater mishvua. He should be pater from a shvua. V'idach, and Shimon, yishava shvua d'araisa. He should make a shvua d'araisa. V'hash d'gar is shapir v'lo yada. And now, says Tosas, the Girsa is beautiful. The Girsa is lo yadana, lo yada. The mocher didn't know. The yada, because if the mocher would have known, v'lechzi zuzi mimanokat is saying that the mocher should be believed to exempt one fellow from a shvua and be mechayiv another one a shvua. The yada havinem ked echad, because if he would have known, he'd be believed like an ed echad. Of course, the source of Tosis's idea over here is the Gemara in Shvuas, where the Gemara says, Lo yakum eid echad be'ish, Torah tells us that one person is not believed to say that I owe Shmuel money, but nevertheless, I will come hula shvua. But if an eid echad comes and says that I owed Shmuel money, so then I have to make a shvua, Chazal Darshan. So the svara we're going to see is developed in the Muki Yosef and in others. The svara of Tosis is a very simple svara. If the mocher is saying that it's Reuven's, so you're right, he's not an ultimate proof. The mocher is not Nemoth. But, at the end of the day, he's no worse off than an Eid Echad. And if he's works as an Eid Echad, so the Tosa says there are two things that should happen. If he takes, now let's talk about Shmuel and me, if he takes Shmuel's side, so then in such a case, then number one, Shmuel should be exempt from a Shvua. And number two, now he should be Mechayiv mi Shvua d'Araisa. That's what Tosis is saying. Just a second, and I'll ask you a lot of questions, and you'll ask me a lot of questions. Umiyu, and Tosis says, however, have a much lishmuye, delaysa command in a shayle. Tosis points out a weakness in his pshat that Rashi's pshat does not have. According to Tosis's pshat, Tosis asks, v'lechzi zuzi miman nokat, how's Tosis learn the Gemara's kasha? Is, let's ask the mocher, and the mocher should be Nemon as an Eid Echad. To which the Gemara answers, the mocher doesn't know. It was Chad Midaite v'Chad Balkarche. So Tosa says, you could say that it's another Teretz is, the mocher's not here to ask. So Tosa says, that's a weakness with this pshat. But the advantage, of course, of the pshat is that it fits into the Girsa of the Gemara. The Girsa that we have in front of us of the Gemara is that the mocher doesn't remember. So the mocher doesn't remember. The halamin was that the mocher should work as an eid echad. Okay, this is Tosis's pshat. Any questions, clarifications, ha'aros, things that are bothering you about Tosis? But I'm going slowly. Mirtz Hashem, the sugi is going to explode. But let's make sure, before we go on, to make sure that the Rashi's pshat is clear, Tosis's pshat is clear. Again, according to Rashi, I had to summarize Rashi and Tosis in one sentence, which obviously would miss a lot of nuances, But if I had to summarize what the machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos is in one sentence, then I would say as follows. In the Shabbos app, you only get certain letters, words to choose. You don't get letters. There's only a certain amount that you could actually... So if you had to do it in one sentence with a few amount of words to be able to join together, so what I would say is as follows. I would say like this. I would say that according to Rashi, the Gemara's kasha is, at the end of the day, the mocher should be believed. That's it. He should be believed. Either he takes Shmuel's side or he takes my side. And the Gemara seems to say in Kiddushin, at times he is believed. According to Tosfos, we never thought that the mocher would be believed. According to Tosfos, the Gemara's kasha is that the mocher should be believed as an Eid Echad. To which we answer that the mocher doesn't know. That's what the Gemara's teretz is according to Tosfos. Yeah, Yisrael.
According to Rashi says that the reason why it's regarding two people, it says Kevin Delola Rami Ola Su, they look doubtfully highly on Niskar, which is cool in the fun. Having that in the Halva Kar. According to that, why would we believe this Eid Echad?
That's exactly what Rashi concludes. Aval hecha de lo kibol dam ela michad mitker dachir.
Even from the side of Eid Echad, why would this be a good
Eid? Oh, okay. Okay, Yisrael asks an interesting question. Yisrael asks, what's the halamina according to Tosos that the Gemara, Tosos' starting point is that the mocher is not believed. So if he's not believed as a mocher, asks Yisrael, at least, then why should he be believed as an Eid Echad? All right, you know what? That could be the first question of Shir. No, okay, write this down. Yisrael's question. What's the Pshat in Tosfos? If according to Rashi, and the Gemara, everybody agrees with this, that the Mocher is not going to be believed in a case in which the Mekach is no longer in his hand, why would he be believed as the ultimate arbiter, why would he be believed as an Eid Echad? Go ahead, Josh.
Can we say that we're saying the general rule is that the Mocher doesn't know who he sold it to? Like, in general, he forgets. After he gives it over, he forgets in general. But we have a time where the Mocher steps up and says, I actually do remember in this case.
Not true. I like what you're saying is intelligent but incorrect. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, Beferish, that the halacha is that the Mocher is not believed. If the Mekach is not in his hand, it's not believed. According to Tosfos, Tosfos said, Afagav de'emech kol b'yado. Right? Wait, you missed the word in Tosfos. Da'achet parach shaper, Afagav de'emech kol b'yado. The Mekach is not in his hand.
Which implies what? What?
Tosfos is saying that he's going to be believed as an Eid Echad even when the Mekach is not in his hand.
Oh, fine. Well, either way, I think the idea would still work. I just think the idea is that...
But the Gemara says he's not believed.
No, not as an Eid Echad. I'm saying as we're trying to say original. We're trying to say that what he says is going to be the halacha in the end of the day.
Right.
But in general, we're not going to be able to say that because we're going to say he doesn't remember whatever it is. But if we're in a case where he actually does say he remembers,
but the Gemara says we don't believe him
as an Eid Echad. I think there's a difference between as an Eid Echad versus as.
You didn't say that before.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Okay, you're trying to get at the idea that there's a difference between an Eid Echad versus what the Gemara says. What's that difference? Give you a little more time.
What is halacha? What is saying?
Both are halachos.
What he says will give us the psak of the whoever, whatever he says, that's
Shmuel's going to win, right?
Yeah. But if we're not going to believe him to say the final psak.
You don't mean the final psak. You don't mean the words final psak. Say it better. One of the things that my job is to teach you to say things well.
Okay.
Not to just sort of feel the idea and basically say the idea, say it well. What do you mean by that?
We're not going to believe him to say, at the end of the day, from his words, we're not going to believe him to say, it belongs to Reuven.
Okay. But
instead, we're going to use his words in support of someone. So we're still not going to be sure, but we're going to use it to help someone.
Good. Well, let me say what you're saying better, but you're on the right track, okay? That we must say that there is a difference between the Gemara Kiddushin, where the Mocher is Ne'eman, versus an Eid Echad. What's the difference between the two? The difference is very simple. Neman means that he's Neman as to Aden. Lo yakum eid echa l'mamon, avol kamu l'shvua. Somehow, the Gemara holds that the mocher is Neman when he is Neman. For example, if the money is still in his hand, then the mocher is Neman as if he's to Aden. Tosus is saying, despite the fact he's no longer going to be Neman as to Aden, nevertheless, he is going to be Neman to be Mechayiv Ashur. The Gemara says we don't believe him, so let's finish off. But the Gemara says we don't believe him. What's the answer to that question? He's not believable. He's not believable only as to Aden, but he's no less than an average person in the street. In other words, the Gemara has a massive chiddush that when the Mekach is in his hand, he's Neman like two Aden. That's a tremendous chiddush. According to Tosfos, we need to explain why in the Hava Amina of the Gemara, why he's Neman like two Aden when the Mekach is in his hand. And according to Rashi, even when the Mekach is not in his hand, when he sold it to one person, why he's going to be Neman. But that's where the chiddush is. But as no one is saying that this mocher should be believed less than the average person. So if he noticed, then he's going to be believed as an eid echad. Good, beautiful, good. That's the basic shot in what Tosfos is saying. Now, what we've not done here, we're going slowly. What we've not done is analyze why does Rashi hold that he's going to be Neman even when it's not. You maybe write this down. Sarachin for tomorrow and next week. So we have Yisrael Sarachin, and we answered it. Just summarize what we've done up until now. Yisrael Sarachin, and what's the difference between Neman and Eid Echad? And we explain that Neman is Kishtayim, and Eid Echad is only as an Eid Echad Shvua. But he's no less, the Gemara never said he's any less than a regular person. Another Sarachin, though, we need to be Masbir, is why does Rashi hold that the Mocher is going to be Neman when the Mekach is not in his hand as if two people? What's the pshat in Rashi? And even according to Tosos, which Tosos addresses in Kedushin, this is not something that requires Achronim, this is something Tosos himself in Kedushin explains why, if the Mekach is in his hand, he's going to be believed. In other words, according to Rashi, Rashi's Mechadish, even if it's no longer in your hand, Rashi over here in the end of Dibar Maslow Alexi said that you're believed. So we need to explain why he is believed like to Aden. And that's going to require a lot of sweat. Tosos, we have to sweat less. We just have to read the Tosos well on Ayin Gimel on the base, where Tosos will tell us why he's believed when the Mekach is in his hand. That's what the Tosos that we put on the Marim Kalmos. That we'll have to do down the line. That's Tzarechiyun number one. That we still need to get back to. And of course, the other issue is why did Rashi not accept Tosos' pshat? In many ways, Tosos' pshat is very, very beautiful. Tosos doesn't need to change the girsa of the Gemara. So why did Rashi not learn like Tosos? That will be something else that we'll have to get back to. But first, what we're going to do is iron out this sheet of the Bali Tosos. This sheet of the Bali Tosos actually has massive implications. Massive, massive, massive implications. And what we're going to do is iron out this sheet a little bit more before we get back to what Rashi and Tosos are actually arguing about, what their Yesod HaMachlokas is. Before we can get to their Yesod HaMachlokas, we need to iron out this sheet, and it's done very, very beautifully by the Nemuke Yosef. So we're going to take a look at the Nemuke Yosef, and we're going to see that this sheet of the Bali Tosos is celebrated by many as the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, interestingly, Tosos doesn't say that he's quoting Rabbeinu Tam, but it's known in the world, it's known as Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and it's referred to as Eid HaMisayeya. That's why we put on the title of the shir, Eid HaMisayeya. Eid HaMisayeya is used over here in the following way. This is a concept that you don't have in Shas. It's introduced by the Rishonim. The Gemara in Shavuos and in Makos says, Lo yakum eid echad bish, avol kamu l'shvua, lo kamu l'mamon, avol kamu l'shvua. But that Gemara never discusses what happens in regards to an aid helping you out to exempt you from a shvua. Right? That the Gemara never discussed. What's Rabbeinu Tam doing? Rabbeinu Tam, what's Tosfos over here doing? Tosfos is pulling a fast one, a brilliant fast one. And some Rishonim are going to even say it's a kal v'chomer. And he's saying if Eid Echad could be mechayiv you a shvua, in other words, if Eid Echad comes on my behalf and on Shmuel's behalf and is mechayiv me a shvua, certainly if I was already chayiv a shvuah, an eid echad could come on my behalf and exempt me from a shvuah. And that's what an eid amisayeya is. That's the concept of eid amisayeya. So let's take a look at the Nemukei Yosef. Zok deilig in the Nemukei Yosef. Now I want to be medayik with you in the words. Who wants to read? My throat is already going to the first day of the Zaman. I'd rather hold on to it. Can I tell you to be able to read loud?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So he explains kind of like Rashi does. We should ask the mocher, the seller.
By the way, Naftali, just an Eitz Tova. In general, first read and then after put in who he's learning like.
So ask the seller who he got the money from, the Tana Kedushin, that is the Tana Kedushin, Ne'eman, Baal HaMekach, Lomar L'Zeh Mechardi, V'Lezeh L'Mechardi, that we believe the seller to say, I sold to him and I did not sell it to him. But Afa Gav, the Messiah, and even though we conclude in this case, B'Mezvar Armurim, B'Zman Shemach B'Yadah, this is only talking about when it is still in his hand, the object is still in his hand. Migu di ba yehiv le lechad minahiv. Since
for those who don't have it, it's in the standard edition. It's 7 lines from the bottom in the old edition on Ayin Amud Aleph. 6 or 7 lines on the bottom. Where is it in the Oz Vahadar?
Top of
Aleph on the base.
Now on top of base.
Oh, it's base. Okay.
Now on the top of base.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, continue.
Migu di ba yehiv le lechad minahiv. Since he's able to give it to one of them.
Okay. Now, Rabosai, what we just read in Tosfos is actually quite important. Nemukei Yosef is quite important. Nemukei Yosef actually addresses one of our tzarachiyuns. Nemukei Yosef addresses what Tosfos in Kedushin, which we'll neither do the whole Tosfos. Tosfos in Kedushin, Ayin Gimel Mabez, also says of when a mocher is going to be believed. The Gemara said the mocher is believed as long as it's in his hand. Right? Why is the mocher believed? Rabosai, can you tell me why that's a good question? Why the mocher is believed? Why is that a good question? Yes, Nate?
Because if the believed as an
eight,
you're saying?
Right.
Because if
no, not as an eight echad. He's going to be believed like 2 eidim.
Why
the Nukios is now explaining why he's believed like 2 eidim? Who can tell me why he's believed like 2 eidim?
The fact that he's the seller can just. If no one else is involved, he still has it in his hands, so he's just like a normal seller, like selling anything.
Why is a normal seller believed? He's only one person.
How could you ever sell anything? Because you go to Walmart, the guy's holding the item at Walmart in his hands. How do you know it is from the beginning? It has to be a common knowledge that it's always his until he gives it away. So then,
why?
What's
that common knowledge based on? How does that common knowledge work?
Any cashier that gives anything, then you'd have to question every cashier when he gives it. So you have to go under the assumption that you believe every single seller.
What do you mean that you would have to question every cashier?
Because every single time someone makes any transaction, one person is giving to another person. That's just how it works. So if the if you're not going to believe the original person, then there's no way.
Okay, show me. I think you're saying something that the Rishonim are saying. I'm not interested in what Nate has to say, what Chaim has to say. Show me in the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef what you're saying. Very good. Okay, what does that mean? Excellent.
Because since if he wanted to give it to them, it would have to be to one of them. There's no other way.
It would have to be? Where do you see the words have to?
Sorry, he's giving it to one of them. Sorry.
What does that mean? Explain.
As in, the guy himself is giving it to another person.
And what does the word migo here mean?
Because there's no other way of doing it. Since he has to do it that way. I can't explain.
Right, that the word you didn't explain the word migu properly. Everything else we got to at the end. Okay, migu you didn't explain. Mukio saying migu since I could have given it to either Shmuel or Moshe, I have a stronger nemanus. When the mekach is in my hand, I could have given it to anybody. Migu that I could have given it to anybody, I'm believed to say. Who bought it from me? That's what Tosa is saying. Now, Ori and who was it? Ori and Shaya saw this in Tosis and Kedushin. And here the Mukiyosin is saying the same thing like Tosis and Kedushin.
Therefore, there's
a different Lashon.
A different Lashon, okay. Good point. It's a good point. Maybe we'll compare a little bit more when we do the Tosis and Kedushin. But it's a similar idea.
Therefore, there's
no Shura. So that's why the Mocher is being believed. So the Migu here, Nate, is that since I could have given it to anybody, so I'm believed, once it's in my hand, I'm in control. And that's the Koach HaMai Ne'amonus. Now, of course, this highlights Tzorach Yehu number one, number two, if you count Yisrael as number one, highlights Tzorach Yehu number two. But one, according to Rashi, you're even believed when it's no longer in your hand. And that's even more difficult. Okay. Aval, continue on, Naftali.
Aval, Emach V'yado Ne'amonus. However, if it's not in his hands, he's not believed. In any case, Hecha Shiamar Zimachariti, he's able to say to this one, when he says to this one, I sold, he should be like Nedechad, the Mithrei Mishvua. To Potter, I'm not exactly sure if that's how you translate it, but to Potter someone from a Shvua.
Right, what does he mean by that?
That by saying, I sold it to him.
To Shmuel,
so
right?
He's now pater from a
Shmuel. Shmuel is now pater from a Shvua.
Right.
Good. Just like an eid echad could be mechayiv a Shvua, kidarmina lo yakum eid echad b'ishlechon avon, avol kamu lo Shvua. V'lo muchat krat fei sheikam lechayiv a Shvua milipotro b'shvua. And here he says this idea, if an Eid Echad could be Mechayev a Shua, so certainly it could exempt from a Shua. V'kol shekein mishuas hatakana, kishvua demasnisim. What does he mean by that line? V'kol shekein mishuas hatakana, kishvua demasnisim. Certainly a Shua midrabbana, like our Mishnah, what's he referring to? That Shnai Mochsim Batalis, why do we make a Shua? Shekidei shlo yei kol echad ha'ilich v'taykiv talisa shel chaveirai. That's what the Svara is based on. So certainly the Eid Echad could exempt from that Shvua. V'chein das Rabbeinu Tamzal. Interestingly, this is in parentheses. And this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. V'ramban kosav. Now, by the way, I got really thrown off. I was looking all over in the Chidushei Ramban. And then, during the Sukkot's vacation, I realized he was referring to the Melchamos Hashem, which we'll get to shortly. For Ramban Kosav the Eid Echad Mechayiv Shvua Doraisa, Dinud Li Potter Mishvuas Hatakana. If the Eid Echad could be Mechayiv Shvua Doraisa, then certainly it could exempt from Mishvuas Hatakana. The Das Rabbeinu Meir Mirotenberg. This is a very, very important Rishon. The Maram, the Rebbe of the Rosh. The Das Haran Bar. This is Ran Ben Reuven. This is the Chidushi Aran. The lomi boy, the miftar mishuas hatakana, elafilu mishuas shechayiv erecha potrim menom. Kivon de ika erecha de machisho, mashvis adus edrishon kimandales. Not only does it exempt Shmuel from the shuas hatakana, but it could also work to exempt a shua of an Eid Echad, that's a Shvua D'Oraisa. Rabosai, what is the Demuki Yosef quoting from the Maram? What's he doing over here? What's he doing in this line? Yeah?
He's giving extra power to this
Eid Echad, correct.
Eid Echad.
Says the Demuki Yosef, there are two issues at play over here. I'm going to see many, many more. But right now, there are two issues at play. One issue is the Shvua Midrabanan. Could an Eid Echad exempt, if we have Shnai Mochsim Metalis, could the Eid Echad exempt Shmuel from a Shvua? That's one question. And then there's another question. Outside of whether the Eid Echad, whether he could exempt me from a Shvua on a Shvua Midrabanan, what happens if an Eid Echad contradicts another Eid Echad? So, Daniel comes in and he testifies that I'm chayiv money. Shimon comes in and testifies that I'm potter from money. does Shimon have the koach as an eid echad to pater me from a shvua? Says the Maharami Rutenberg, yes. He has the ability to exempt me from a shvua. Kiva the eid echad the machisho. Mashvi sadusei derisha in kimandalei say, it makes it as if the first aid, the two cancel each other out. Then the Mukiyose says, "Vahani milik ishabo bebas achas." That's only if they come at the same time. And then he clarifies what exactly it means to come at the same time. Okay, that we're going to leave. Now, Rabosai, if you read the Mukiyose carefully, as I already alluded to, it becomes clear that the Mukiyose is saying two different things. What are the two different things that the Muki Yosef is saying? Yes, Moshe?
Saying, one, the reason why the Mokar would be believed in the Mechach is still in his hand. And also...
I'm told already within the idea of Eid Echad patering you from a shul.
Okay.
So, let me point out what I'm looking for, and then I'll come back to you, Moshe. First, he quotes, V'chein das ha-rabbeinu tam v'ramban. And then he says, V'das Maram V'Ranbar. What's the difference between Das Rabbeinu Tam V'Ramban and Das HaMaram V'Ranbar? I'm asking you just to clarify more what the Muki Yosef is doing over here. Go ahead, Moshe.
He's giving two different opinions in two different instances where an Eidach would be able to bother someone from Shul.
Okay, go ahead.
The Ramban said, and the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Tam, say that only by Shavuot Tachonah, that's Shavuot Tachonah, and the Ramban Rumbur and the Rambar say that even in a case of Shavuot Raisa, only Eid Echad, it has to be...
Beautiful. Is an Eid Echad have the power to patter you only from a Shavuot Rabbanah? That's all the Nemuki Yosef quote from Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. The Maram is going a step further. And what does the Maram say? The Maram says even more than that. The Maram says that it'll even exempt you from a Shvuah D'Oraisa. Okay. So that is the difference between the two. Now, if we have a few more minutes, we're going to develop exactly what are the Svaros over here that are at play. Let's take a look and see that the Baal HaMor says something very, very similar to what we saw in Tosos, which is going to be directly related, of course, to the question of Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, versus the next level that the Nemuki Yosef is going from Maram. Again, according to the way the Nemuki Yosef presents Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, they're of the opinion that Eid Echad will exempt you from a Shvuah D'Rabbanan. According to the Maram and the Ramban, which is the Chiddush Aran, they're presenting that Eid Echad will exempt you even from a Shvuah D'Oraisa. In other words, if you have an Eid Echad on your side and you add another Shvuah D'Oraisa, then that will exempt you. Let's take a look at the Baal HaMor. Yeah, Yisrael?
So, we're saying that the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam disagree with Maram.
We're just reading the Mukiyosef.
It seems like Mukiyosef himself said that from the Pasuk doesn't differentiate between Shvuah Mimichayvi or Shvuah Mimichayvi. And he says, certainly, Tahanam.
Right, that's true. That's true. I understand what you're saying. We're going to revisit that, okay? We'll revisit that. Let's read the Baal HaMor. Mekach u'mekar next is Liman Nakar. Now, he says he's not going to learn like the Rif and the Rimigash. We didn't learn the Rif. Emir Tzashem, that will be on tomorrow's Mar Mekomas. So don't worry about what he's rejecting in the Rif. Elahachi Pirusha, three lines in, says the Baal HaMor, this is the Pshat. Lav Michlal Di Yoda Mehem Kibay Trey. No one would ever think that the Mocher should be believed like two. Of course, the Baal HaMor is rejecting Rashi, because Rashi seems to say he would be believed. El Mehem Kibay Echot. V'yesh Lomar B'makom V'yiko Shvuah D'Oraisa. Lo tikun rabbanan shvus takanas chacham ibe mishnah seinu. How does the, what does the Baal Amor say? How does he learn how this Eid Echad is going to exempt me from a Shavua? How does the Baal Amor learn? One line. All we need is one line. The Makom Nika Shavua Daraisa Lo Tikun Rabbanon Shavuas Takanis Chacham Mishnah Seinim. What's the Baal Amor saying over here? Saying like this. If I have an Eid, if Shmuel has an Eid Echad on his side, so what is happening? He's being Mechayev me, a Shavua Daraisa. I say Kula Shali. He's Mechayev me a Shavua Daraisa. Memela, if he's being Mechayev me a Shavua Daraisa, of course, Shmuel is going to be exempt from the Shavua Midrabanan. That's what the Baal Amor seems to be saying. Anybody disagree with my reading of the Baal Amor? Let's say it again. Let's read in the words. V'yesh lomar. Well, they even go further back. Lav michlal di'i yodea mehemin kevein shrei. There's no way that the mocher here in the Hava Amina, the Gemara, v'lechzi zuzi mima nokad is going to be believed. Elo mehemin kevein echad. He'll have the strength of an Eid Echad. V'yesh lomar. And therefore, we would say, b'makom di'ika shvua d'araisa, where there is a shvua d'araisa. Now, I'm understanding what the Baal Amor is saying is that if it backs, the Eid Echad backs Shmuel, then I have to make a shvua d'araisa. Right? Because there's an Eid Echad. The Shavua D'Oraisa would be that it really belongs to me.
There's no Shavua D'Oraisa here. The case of our Mishnah.
That's right. The Mishnah is not talking about Shavua D'Oraisa. But now that Shmuel has an Eid Echad on his side, now I'm Chayiv Shavua D'Oraisa. Okay. So then, Lo Tikun Rabbanan Shavuos Takan Eschad Mishnah Seinu. Then Shmuel doesn't have the Takanim in the Rabbanan. Now I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure this is what the Baal Amor is saying. This is what seems to me he's saying. Yes, is he?
Who's wearing a Shavua D'Oraisa?
The guy who says, we have two people holding on to a talis. Each one of them says they bought it. The Eid Echad comes along, in this case the Mocher, and says that Shmuel bought it and I didn't buy it.
He says you didn't buy it?
What's that?
He says you did not buy it.
You did not buy it. Shmuel bought it. Right? He says you did not buy it, Shmuel bought it. So in such a case, now I have to make a Shavua D'Oraisa to be able to hold on to it, like every case of an Eid Echad. And the Baal Amor adds that Shmuel then is going to be exempt from a Shavua is going to be exempt from the Shavua Midrabban once he has an Eid Echad on his side. Okay. Yes, Lee.
I think it's saying that he's not now he's not chayav a Shavua D'Oraisa, but he's still chayav.
How could he say that? B'makom nika shvua d'ra. What?
You put the comma after low, and then it's tikkun rabbanan. The rabbanan is still mitakan.
No, but that's not correct. Yeah, that I don't think is correct. Okay, let's take a look at the Ramban in the Melchamos, who responds to the Baal Amor. Now, the Ramban is long, but we're going just to look at. The Baal Amor and the Baal Amor goes on and brings rayas from outside sugyas to this idea. What one of the things in the sugya of Eidah Misayeya is that there are lots of rayas that Rishon bring from sugyas that we haven't learned. Eventually, we're going to learn some of them and we'll come back. But right now, for our purposes, I want to stay in the pshat on Beis on the Beis Lechzis using Manoka. To the point, that's why I decided not to do the Tosas and Kedushin yet. Because I wanted to stay to be Malabi in the Shittas Rishon. So let's take a look at the Melchamos. Kasa b'sefer Hamor, Mekach u'memkar nechzizu manoket. Amar HaKosef. That's just quoting, the first sentence is just quoting from the Baal Amor. Amar HaKosef, Harav Rabbeinu Yaakov, Kach Pirish b'sefer HaYoshar. The way the Baal Amor says it is the way Rabbeinu Tam has in the Sefer HaYoshar. Demand the machish le sada, I, who contradicted the eight. In other words, really, the eight says that I'm not entitled to it. Mechayiv shvua d'oraisa. He's chayiv shvua d'oraisa. Umand the misayeh ale, that's Shmuel, and the one who's supporting him, No tell below shvua. He takes it without a shvua. Vitameh, and what's the svar of this? Mishum, the shvua de masnisa mishum chshadahu. The shelo yehei kol echad holech v'tokev v'taliso shel chavera. That the whole reason of our Mishnah is a takana midrabanan, kidrab yochanan, v'hai, kivan de misayeh le'eid echad, raglayim ledavar delo meshaker. Once there's an eid echad, there's already proof that Shmuel's not lying. V'ida choshud. And the other one is a chashud. V'iyu lo chashud. And this one is not a chashud. V'zehu toref hapirushahu. And this is essentially the pshat. And then the Rabban always is out to get the Baal Amor. And then because the Baal Amor was attacking the Rif. We haven't yet seen how the Baal Amor is attacking the Rif. But the Baal Amor was attacking the Rif. So the Ramban says like this. Ramban says, what the Baal Amor already is saying, that Rabbeinu Tam the Sefer Yosha already said. But how the Baal Amor uses it is wrong. And I said that the Baal Amor brings other rayos, so that's where the Ramban attacks. So here's one of the cases, so far what we've seen in the Ramban is not the Ramban rejecting the Baal Amor, but just pointing out what the Baal Amor said, he's showing as if he has this beautiful new pshat. That Rabbeinu Tam already learned, Rabbeinu Yaakov. Why is it called Yaakov? Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olim. So Rabbeinu Tam already learned this way. And what we see from the Baal Amor is a little bit more in the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which seems very similar to our Tosos. How does it seem similar to our Tosos? That what comes out is the Eid Echad is Mechayev Miyashvua, and it exempts Shmuel from a Shvua. And that's why the world says Tosis is the Shita Rabbeinu Tam. The Mordechi quotes this, other quote this, that our Tosis is really presenting Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Although, interestingly, again, he didn't quote it by name. Give me a second, let me think about something. Okay. Let's take a look and see how the Ran presents the exact same thing, very similar to what we have in the Muke Yosef. And then I want to ask you if it's the same presentation of Rabbeinu Tam as in the Ramban, in the Mulchamos. Let's hold off on questions for a couple minutes, because we're running out of time a little bit. Let's take a look over here. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Take a look at the Ran Dibra Maschil V'Lechzi Zuzik. Says the Ran, Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, Dahachi Kamer V'Lechzi Zuzik Manoka, Klomar, Dinishai Leila Mocher. Let's ask the Mocher. Dinihi Deine Duso Mol Klal. Lahavsid Hashemi. Of course, the Mocher would not be believed to cause the first one to lose. Dikivin Dein Mechol B'Yodo Lo Edif Me'ed Echot. Of course, he's not going to be stronger than an Eid Echad. In other words, this is a punch at Rashi. Mikol makom, kiven de Eid Echad, mechayv u'shvua da reitzel shemachisho. Dinu sheyol edusa liftar ahu dechashidle b'shvua mishnasenu sheinu ela shvua satakane b'lvad. So presents the Ran Rabbeinu Tam exactly the way we've seen it up until now, both in Tosos and in the Ramban, and that is, he says that the Eid Echad should exempt Shmuel from a Shvua Midrabanan and should be Mechayiv Mi a Shvua Daraisa. Then he says Vacherim Mosifim Shepoter Afilu Mishvua Daraisa V'chein Marami Rutenberg, and others add that you're poter from a Shvua Daraisa. V'rayoso, and his proof is mid the darshina, and that the Gemara in Shvuas darshins l'chol avon v'chatas uveinu kam avol kam l'shvua midi l'chiyuvei shvua ksiv. Does it say beferish that an eid echad's mechayv you a shvua? Holo imit el de eino kam l'chol avon l'chol chatas. Hol de inyan shvua lomit en rina kra. The eid echad doesn't have a power for money. Avol l'inyan shvua, when it comes to shvua lomit en rina kra. V'kam bein l'chiyuv u'bein l'ptur. And the eid echad has the ability both to exempt you from a shvua and to be mechayiv you a shvua. Va'od, kal v'chomeru, continues the Ran from the Maharami Rutenberg. We're going to see this in the Rosh as well. Eze koach u'meruba. You know what? Let's leave this. This is one of the reasons. Okay. Let's leave this one and maybe the next raya. Va'od, hevi raya mido. You know, even Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia is too complicated as well. We'll leave these rayas. We'll get to them here. So, Rabosai, could anybody explain to me why, what the Ran means when he says umosifin? What does the Ran mean when he says va'acherim mosifin? And there are some who add to Rabbeinu Tam. What does he mean when he says va'acherim mosifin? What does he mean by that? Va'acherim mosifin. I'm asking for basic pshat that most of you should be able to figure out. Va'acherim mosifin. What does he mean mosifin?
That's the power of Eid Echad.
Are you guessing, or you're quite sure what you're saying? You're right.
I think so.
Go ahead. What's acherim mosifim mean?
That they're adding to the strength of an eid echad.
What is? In what way?
By letting the eid echad also force the elegat take a shvur deraisa, not just shvur derabanan.
No, that's a pasuk in the Torah. Chazal understand that they are eid echad is mechayiv you for a shvur. That Chazal understand that an eid echad would be mechayiv you for a shvur. So that's not what it's not what we're saying. Yeah, Naftali?
That the guy's potter from Shvua D'Araisa?
That an Eid Echad could potter. Even exempt you right. From a Shvua D'Araisa. In the first pshat that we saw, which he calls Rabbeinu Tam, you don't see that an Eid Echad is going to exempt you from a Shvua D'Araisa. All you see is that an Eid Echad will exempt you from what? What do you see? An Eid Echad is going to exempt you from what? A Shvuah Midrabanan. And in fact, the Miyuke Yosef is following the same thing. That's why, even though Yisrael has a good Ha'ara in the language of the Miyuke Yosef, that's why the Miyuke Yosef differentiated between Das Rabbeinu Tam V'Ramban versus the Maharami Rutenberg. So even though we have this concept of an Eid Amisayeya, there's actually a machlokis of how far the heter or the power of Eid HaMisayeya goes. According to the way the Ran presents Rabbeinu Tam, it only exempts you from a Shvua D'Rabbanan, but it does not exempt you from a Shvua D'Araisa. According to Maharami Rutenberg, he says, if the Torah says an Eid Echad could be Mechayev a Shvua D'Araisa, certainly, if you have an Eid Echad on your side, it will exempt you from a Shvua D'Araisa as well. And that's exactly what the Miyuke Yosef presented also. What's behind this machlokas? Could anybody read the Ramban carefully in the Milchamos? try to work on what exactly is this machlokas. Why is it that according to the Maharam Rutenberg, as presented by the Nemuki Yosef and the Ran, he holds the Eid Echad will exempt you even from what? Even from a Shvud Araisa. While according to Rabbeinu Tam, as presented by the Ran and the Nemuki Yosef, will only exempt you from a Shvud Midrabbanan. What's the crux of this machlokas? So, to answer that question, you need to read the Milchamos carefully. And I'll give you another hint. I want you to work on during Seder to read the Ritva carefully. If you read the Ritva and the Milchamos, I think you'll get to the crux of that issue. So, Mirz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up with this question. We're then also going to have to deal with what is Shitas Rashi about the Baal HaMocher, about the Mocher being Neman. And then we're going to get involved with more nuances as presented by the Rif and the Rush on this subject. Okay. So we're going to stop over here because I have to push this.